Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, welcome to the deep dive. This is where we dig into some really interesting source material, right? And we try and pull out the key insights, the stuff you really need to understand. Today, we're looking at a very specific idea, the Zogo principle.
Mm-hmm.
It's this principle about the physics of unexpected joy, that kind of bigger than expected feeling you get when you step outside your comfort zone.
Right, that almost like electrifying discovery.
Exactly, and finding delight where you really didn't think you would.
Yeah, and our source for this is, well, it seems kind of simple at first glance, but it's actually this very detailed story. It documents this really profound moment, a kind of cultural, maybe even physiological breakthrough.
Just all about a drink.
Just one beverage.
Yeah.
Just our mission here, I think, is to look past the, you know, the surface humor of it all.
Which is there.
Oh, definitely.
Mm.
But we want to get to the core of why it happens. Why is the joy sometimes so much bigger than the initial risk you took? You know.
Okay, so to do that, we need to paint a picture, set the scene.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Orchardville, California, apparently.
Yeah.
It's the fall harvest festival peak season.
Right, classic autumn vibes.
Totally. You can almost smell it, right?
Yeah.
The source mentions cinnamon, apples, maybe some wood smoke.
Yeah.
And right at the center of it all, the key element here is this huge, bubbling barrel, warm golden apple cider.
The focal point.
Definitely.
Hmm.
So the festival's going along, you know, pumpkins, hay bales, the usual.
Normal festival stuff.
And then Z-O-O. That's how the source puts it. Z-O-O-P.
Okay.
The shiny silver spaceship just kind of lands pretty abruptly behind the main stage.
Okay, so not exactly subtle. That's the moment things change, right? The routine gets shattered.
Completely. And out steps our main character, Zogo.
Zogo.
And the source is really specific about how he looks. Friendly green alien.
Mm-hmm.
Three eyes, sparkly boots.
Sparkly boots. Oh.
And get this, the world's wiggliest antenna.
Wiggliest antenna. Noted. It sounds like Zogo is basically built for curiosity, maybe a bit vulnerable too, like wide open to new experiences.
You'd think so. But Zogo's also got his own background, his own traditions.
Oh, okay.
And this is where we get the contrast, the resistance. We find out Zogo's from Planet Broccoli.
Planet Broccoli. Okay, that explains a lot.
Right.
So on Planet Broccoli, the norm, the standard drink,
yeah,
it's purple.
Deep purple.
And it tastes, well, like broccoli.
Exactly. Which for Zogo, that's not just a taste, that's normal, that's safe, familiar.
It's his baseline. His whole reality is defined by purple broccoli-flavored drinks. Safety equals broccoli water.
So you can imagine when he sees this steaming golden cider, this golden potion.
Yeah, he's going to be suspicious.
Totally recoils. His whole system is probably screaming, wrong color, wrong smell, not broccoli.
Mm-hmm. The resistance is huge. And that resistance, that's kind of the whole point, isn't it?
How so?
Well, that's the hurdle. That's the barrier that needs to be crossed for the Zogo principle thing to even happen. He's stuck in his tradition, defining enjoyment by what he knows. Purple. Vegetable-based. Safe.
And that hesitation shows how often our own routines, our comfort zones, kind of shield us, maybe too much.
Exactly. They block us from potentially amazing things just because they're different.
So perfect setup for an experiment. And this local kid, Mia,
uh-huh,
maybe she sees a chance for, like, cultural exchange, or maybe she's just impatient.
Could
he just hands Zogo the steaming cup. No more debate. Just, here, try this.
Boom. Resistance meets the actual thing.
And this moment is key, right? We shift from Zogo thinking about it, his cultural background.
So we move away from the internal debate and into what the story treats almost like scientific data points, physiological reactions.
Okay, so let's unpack that step by step. We're tracking his journey from, weird gold stuff to, well, whatever comes next.
Right. And remember the sensory clash here. His entire life, savory, purple, now it's sweet, spiced, warm.
Yeah.
It's a total shot to the system.
Okay. Zogo takes slurp one. What's the immediate physical thing?
Those super wobbly antennas, they start twirling like corkscrews.
Corkscrew antenna. Got it.
And that's the first flag, right? Sensory
right.
conflict. The
yeah.
body's going, whoa, hold on. This is not in the Planet Broccoli database.
Surprise. Maybe a little alarm.
Yeah, surprise, maybe alarm, but maybe also something new. A flicker of pleasure in there.
Okay, then slurp two. The source says this is where it gets really interesting.
Uh-huh. What happened?
His three eyes, they start spinning in circles, perfect circles.
Okay, wow, spinning eyes. That's the cognitive shift, I think.
What do you mean?
The system goes from just registering different to basically saying different is amazing. The taste is so good, so validating, it just overrides all that broccoli-based programming.
So the spinning eyes mean his brain is basically rebooting its definition of good?
Pretty much. It's like, my whole life was a lie. Broccoli water is not the peak. Fear flips to total exhilaration.
The point of no return. Routine shattered.
Absolutely. Which yep. brings us to the big one. Slurp three.
And this is...
This one, Zogo just zooms into the air like a rocket.
Whoosh. Powered by apple cider. But hang on. Why so extreme? Why flight? It seems... disproportionate.
Ah, but that's the heart of the Zogo principle. It's the contrast effect.
Contrast effect.
The joy isn't just, oh, this cider's nice. The joy gets massively amplified because it's being contrasted with a lifetime of thinking safe meant lukewarm broccoli juice.
So the weirder the new thing seems compared to your old routine.
The bigger the explosion of joy when you realize it's fantastic, the initial resistance fuels the eventual euphoria. It's like the system goes into overdrive affirmation. Physically, spontaneously.
And the aftermath definitely shows that scale. The source describes pure chaos, but hacky chaos.
Holy.
Zogo's doing loops around the Ferris wheel, bouncing off hay bales like they're trampolines,
okay.
juggling pumpkins, all while singing in this squeaky alien voice, just pure, unfiltered joy.
That chaos is the evidence. The absurdity, the sheer energy of it shows how deep that mental shift went, yeah. how much restructuring just happened.
And it all boils down to his final verdict, right?
Yes. Best drink ever.
Which isn't just saying he likes it.
No, it's like it's a rejection of the old way. An indictment of Planet Broccoli's entire beverage tradition.
And where does he finally land after all this aerial celebration?
Splash down right into the apple bobbing tub.
Perfect. A full, enthusiastic dive into the very thing he was suspicious of. The journey's complete.
So, yeah. Fun story. But now we need to shift gears a bit, right? Look beyond the alien getting a sugar rush.
Agreed. What are the bigger implications here? What's the takeaway lesson from all this? Delightful chaos.
Well, the source itself kind of spells it out. It's not subtle about the lessons.
It's prescriptive, you're saying, like instructions.
Almost, yeah. Principles you can actually apply, moving from just watching Zogo fly to maybe, you know, trying something new yourself.
Okay, principle number one.
Challenge your baseline. Simple, but we forget it. Your definition of good or safe right now, it's probably holding you back from amazing.
Mm.
That weirdness, that unfamiliarity, it's not always a danger sign. It might actually signal huge potential joy because the contrast could be massive.
Got it. Principle two.
It's about moving from just thinking about it to actually doing it, braving the experience.
And bravery here isn't like fighting a dragon bravery.
No, it's cognitive bravery.
Yeah.
Being willing to risk finding out your old truth wasn't the whole story. Being willing to be proven wrong, essentially.
Okay. And the third one.
That amazing joy often hides in the places you least expect it. If Zogo stuck with purple, he'd missed out entirely.
It makes sense. But the story doesn't just end with that one crazy afternoon, does it?
No, and that's crucial. This isn't just about a one-off thrill. It becomes sustainable.
Right. The source says it turned into a tradition. Zogo comes back to Earth every single fall.
Every fall. Which tells you something about how powerful that unexpected joy was. It didn't just fade. It created a whole new positive ritual for him.
He didn't go back to Planet Broccoli and think, well, that cider was nice, but I really miss the broccoli water.
Exactly. The discovery stuck. The golden potion became the new highlight, the thing to look forward to. It replaced the old norm.
And the tradition even spreads, right? He doesn't just come alone.
No. He starts bringing his friends, other aliens from Planet Broccoli, presumably also trapped in the purple haze.
Ah, imagine their first sips.
Right. And this is where the Zogo principle goes cultural. Sharing the discovery actually makes the joy bigger.
How so?
Well, the Harvest Festival itself changes. The source says it gets bigger, funnier, sweeter every year because of Zogo and his friends.
So Zogo's one brave sip didn't just change his life.
It changed Orchardville. It even started changing Planet Broccoli. One small, weird choice ripples outwards.
It all comes back to those first corkscrew antenna twirls.
Pretty much. The courage to try the unknown thing leads to this expanding wave of positive change.
And it also means you have to keep doing it, right? Okay. Zogo has to come back each year.
Yes, that's a really good point. Sustaining that tradition of discovery means you have to keep being a little bit vulnerable, keep facing the unfamiliar repeatedly. It's not a one-and-done deal.
So sustained joy needs sustained openness to new stuff.
Beautifully put.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Quick summary. We started with Zogo, green alien, planet broccoli background, loves purple broccoli flavored drinks. That's his safe zone.
Mm-hmm. Comfortable, predictable.
Then comes the Fall Harvest Festival, the warm golden apple cider, the intimidating unknown.
The challenge to everything he thought he knew about beverages.
We saw his resistance, then the step-by-step physical reactions, antenna twirling, eyes spinning.
Leading to the rocket-powered flight.
Mm-hmm.
Pure, chaotic joy fueled by the contrast effect.
A joy so big it becomes an annual tradition, spreading to his friends, changing the whole festival from suspicion to celebration.
Exactly. Which leaves us and you listening with a final thought. A provocation, maybe.
Okay, let's hear it.
If that fear of the unknown, that instinct to stick with what's safe and predictable, your own personal purple broccoli water, is running your life right now,
mm-hmm.
what amazing tradition-starting, potentially life-changing golden potion are you missing out on?
Hmm. Good question.
So the challenge is, can you identify just one thing, one habit, one assumption, one comfortable routine that you need to challenge, maybe even today?
You might just find your own version of apple cider rocket fuel.
You might just start doing loops around your own Ferris wheel. Who knows? It starts with that first brave sip.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.